Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast that critics around this great nation of ours are saying, this is podcast of the year. Worst podcast of the year. Okay, yes. All right, great. Yes. Thank you for that. Keep sending in the positive affirmations because we love hearing them. They really give a good boost to our ego, so that's great. Thanks for sending that in, you a-holes. But anyways, thank you and welcome to the show. This is not good. We have returning champions, Brett Saxon. Hey, welcome to the party.
I'm here.
Yep.
Me and Mike are sharing a mic. Me and Clark are sharing a mic.
And then
Mike.
Next to Brett, we have Clark Wilson.
Hi, I'm Mike.
Hey, nice to meet you, Mike. We have Kelsey,
Hi.
Returning champion. Hey, because tonight is very special. We have a BBC episode as well. That stands for Best Book Club.
Of course.
And we are doing a very special book tonight. We will be reviewing Jack Handy's The Stench of Honolulu.
Ooh.
So there you go. And if you've read it, or even if you haven't, just stay tuned because we're going to give you a full kind of synopsis of if you should check it out or if you should stay far away from this book. So we'll let you know. With us also is Jacob.
Fuck Surly Brewing.
There you go.
Wow. Jesus.
Shots fired right out of the gate. And then also, ladies and gentlemen, this is brand new to the show. Brand new member of BBC. That's the Best Book Club and of this podcast. This is Kelsey, too.
Hello.
Hey. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. And so, Kelsey, we want to do something different for this show. So this first segment is just going to be called Ask Kelsey. So let's get to know Kelsey. Each one of us is going to ask a question. It can be any. Anything. It's got to be appropriate and just come up with any question.
Come on.
Some grade school shit.
I know. It's always the worst part of like a job when you're starting the first day when you have to
break
stand
the
up.
Lot, or was it break the ice? Right. Like everyone.
But I'll start. So, Kelsey. Nice. Okay. Kelsey, favorite color and why? Hard hitting.
I like the color blue.
Okay.
Boo.
Oh, we got Team Green over here.
Team Green.
Are you saying boo or true?
Blue.
I was saying true words.
I like blue eyes, and my eyes are blue.
There you go. Okay. Works for me. All right.
Who doesn't have blue eyes in this room?
Two people.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Who else?
No.
Am I the only one that doesn't?
Kelsey's the only one.
How does that happen?
We'll see you later.
I feel like.
Statistically?
This does not make sense.
It's probably better because we're.
Well, this is the most common eye color, brown, but not like white people. I think it's blue.
Let's look that one up.
Second question. Let's go with Clark. Second question.
I don't know.
All right.
What's your question?
Meteorology?
Yeah. I don't know that. No, not meteorology.
That's your horoscope.
What's your astrology? What's your astrology sign?
What's your sign?
I am an Aries.
Okay.
Yeah, I can tell.
Excellent. I don't know what that means. Or what,
a ram.
I know what your birthday is because you said it already.
Fire.
Yeah, what does? So that means aggressive?
Aggressive.
Okay.
So it's a fire sign.
Yeah, I am a fire sign.
Okay. Gotcha. Great.
Watch out.
Brett Saxon.
Your rising moon and, no,
are you a meteorologist?
Yeah.
All right. Next question from Brett.
No, honestly, how often do you floss?
I probably floss two times a week.
Honestly.
Every 3 days.
Okay. Wow. Not every day?
No, and I still don't have a cavity.
Floss every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Who's got cavities? Who's had cavities?
I do. I have
currently, but
I'm one big cavity.
Had cavities.
I'm one big cavity.
I'm not questioning you.
I've been in there.
Your dental work.
Now, Kelsey, let me ask, if you don't mind me asking, we talked a little bit earlier, you have no cavities.
Zero. I've never had a cavity
in
my life.
Two times a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's I'm being crazy. Sold by Big Floss. Big Floss is selling me to floss more.
Yeah.
Twice a week.
Wow.
All right. Now, Kelsey asking Kelsey a question.
Oh.
Who is the better Kelsey?
Kelsey.
I'm Kelsey number one.
Oh.
So.
Okay, no, I'll ask a serious question. What is your favorite trip you've ever been on?
Good question.
Like vacation trip.
Good qualifier.
Good call. I would say probably my plant medicine retreat I just got back from.
Okay.
Colombia. Cool.
All right, from there, we'll go to the best segment. A lot of people, most people say this is the best segment of the show, and that is advice. So if you have any advice, comments, or questions, reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. That is notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. Or if you're on Twitch, send us a question. We'll try to answer it. And also, if you have kind of issues with how we've answered a question, which kind of happens sometimes, you can reach out and tell us too. Maybe we've made a mistake.
Put it in the comments.
Yes, yes.
You have an issue? Get a tissue.
Wow. That is Brett's accent for you. That is perfect advice. We'll start with a dad encourages their young son's sore winner behavior. So you have one parent who's concerned that their son is a massive jerk, this is what they say, when he plays games, and the other parent encourages it. So whenever he wins, he's kind of like rubbing it in people's faces. I feel like I've done that. And I feel like that's kind of seems like a good idea and something I kind of do constantly, maybe. But what do you guys feel about that? Is that, do you think that should be kind of a behavior that should be kind of tapped down a little bit? Brett's putting on his hat.
How old is the kid?
It doesn't have specifics on the kid, but just a young 45, very young 45. Though, yeah. What do you think?
Still looks at home.
Are you a big, you like winning or hate losing?
I think you know what it is? That's a great question.
Yeah, because I hate losing.
For me, it's not that, because I lose a lot. And I think when I win...
Yeah, but you could hate it and hate losing.
But I think when I win, I'm so surprised that I don't try to be a jerk, but I'm just like, so I can't even believe it myself.
You still
like,
rub it in their faces.
I still rub it in people. Yeah, but I don't do it intentionally. It's just kind of like, I am so excited you might get offended because it's like, I'm being a little too up on it. What do you think? Do you think this kid's got a problem?
Maybe you need to set him up to fail at the next game and then you rub it in his face and then
see how he
likes
it.
Right?
And then just the trend continues.
Yep. I like that. I'll go with that. Next one is a husband thinks his sister-in-law's new boyfriend is beneath her. So the husband is not impressed with his sister's funny, kind, in quotes, funny, kind, new boyfriend who he says doesn't have a college degree, which I don't think matters. Yeah.
Oh, he didn't go to college.
You can tell him college here. Yeah.
I went to a state school and you didn't even go.
But listen, I think if you are, you know, if you don't like that and you're not impressed with this guy, I think the best way to do it is be mature about it and be as vocal as you can about it and try to do it during family functions if you can. Mm-hmm. And any
pants
kind of
the guy.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Cool. Sweet. All right. Let's see. We'll do another one. Is it wrong to confront a brother who resists staying in touch? Anyone can take this. So a brother who's just not trying to be part of family functions, maybe they say he lives in a different state. Brother sounds strained on the rare occasions that they talk. How can this person address this without scaring off the brother? Tough question.
Case by case scenario.
Right.
I think that they should continue to try because family's family. And like the brother could be going through something and you want to make sure that brother's okay.
Fuck them.
Yeah. What state? How many states over?
Cut the cord.
I mean, again, case by case scenarios, but
right.
Depends on what the relationship was like before it started. Has it always been this strained?
It sounds like no. It's just
did they ever come to him?
If it's recent, or he for sure got to reach out.
He's to pay hundreds of dollars to book a flight and find a hotel to come to a reunion.
Well, that might be part of it too, but this sounds like it's just when they even try to call, phone calls and stuff like that.
He's a bitch.
Yeah. Now, Kelsey, you mentioned you're like, cut the cord. What do you think?
Yeah, no. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
No time.
Well, that is true because there's kind of like, there's a, life is short. That's the whole cliche, right? But it's like you kind of don't want these toxic people in your life. However, when it's family, that does make it.
Well, who said he was toxic?
Well, that's true. But I guess I'm jumping to toxic. But toxic in the sense
maybe
of like.
Maybe he's just depressed it's going a great through call. It. And he
like most of these, it
support.
Lacks very much
yeah.
details that could.
determine
right.
opinions.
Right, sure. But however, would you say, though, that somebody that's kind of ignoring family and not participating, could that be
viewed? I mean, my siblings suck at texting, and they don't answer phone calls, but I don't stop trying to get a hold of them.
Right.
Like Kirsten and Lucas, shout out, but they're awful at texting.
Okay.
And they're just kind of distant, so I always check up on them.
Gotcha.
How do you there check you up on them?
I text them until they text me back.
Okay. Are you there?
You know.
Yeah. Can you? Or I'll text my sister's boyfriend.
You lie. Yeah.
I mean, if it's getting to the point, if it's getting to the point where like you can reach out to them and it's starting to hurt you, like that you're reaching out and they're not reaching back, and it's like really troubling you, then it's probably better to just stop trying, because you're just setting yourself up for the same situation over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not like weighing on you that badly to just send texts and keep trying to reach out, then I think just keep doing that.
There you go. All right, from there, let's go to taste. This is the taste segment of the week. Now, every once in a while, and lately it's been almost every week, we love to try this thing called the taste test, where we try a brand new product, and we let you know if you should check it out or if you should stay far away from this thing, because it can be awful. We've had a couple of those. We have a brand new thing this week. Clark, what do you have for us?
This could be awful.
Uh-oh. I hope so.
Ooh, I'm excited.
All right. So Clark is getting up and he's walking over and he's going to pick up a brand new product.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
Another drum roll in here. Yeah. All right. Yeah, drum roll. Or add some Bad Bunny music.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's Lay's potato chips, IHOP edition, Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Strawberry Top Pancakes with Syrup and Bacon.
Nice. What? All
Where'd
right.
you find these?
Can you make Walmart. That an acronym for me?
Say
I don't
the
know
name.
If that would work.
Fruity Toots?
RTFF? RTFNF?
I like Fruity Toots. All right, let's crack her open.
Rootin' tootin'.
OMG.
I feel like that's going to smell like fart.
It smells like cotton candy. That's what I
No,
got.
That smells like fart.
I think because you just farted and you're smelling it.
How do you know what farts are?
You want one?
Whoa, that's great.
How do I know what farts smell like?
Smell the bag with individual chips.
I need to grab a couple because one chip is never enough.
That's true. What? But this might be.
It might be for this.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. But can you really get the full flavor in one chip?
Good point.
Okay.
Good
are
point.
We letting Brett have it last because he usually bites first?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. You know how it goes.
Look at
all
this.
All right.
Good
right
one.
Let's throw it up. Don't actually throw up.
Okay.
If you don't like it. All right.
Let's throw up.
Oh.
All right. Cheers. Cheers. Yeah, let's try it. I try to crunch right in the microphone.
Oh.
To
get
it.
It tastes like.
I am in.
I get the strawberry right away.
Yep.
I just get maple, but then once it's gone, it's gone. It's a gross chip.
It is very familiar.
There's not enough bacon.
Like pancakes.
it's like Pam eating
a lot of fruity, not a lot of
tootie. It literally tastes exactly like. You want another one? I see. I grabbed a couple.
But you don't like it. I do feel like that tastes a lot like IHOP.
It does.
It's bringing me back.
Yes.
It tastes like a strawberry crepe.
It's like
a strawberry crepe.
It's like IHOP having pancakes and strawberries.
It does.
Yeah, it's like I'm at IHOP having strawberries and pancakes. Yeah.
So something we like to do on
the
show.
I don't even need to go to IHOP now.
Exactly. We could boycott IHOP.
The one near us closed.
Maybe we should submit to Lay's to do a Subway bread exhaust flavored chip.
Yes.
That smell when you walk past the Subway and eat that bread exhaust gets you.
They nailed it.
Jacob, what do you like about this or dislike about this?
I think it's a bad chip.
Okay.
Ooh, bad chip.
Wow.
I
like that term.
Bad chip.
Bad chip.
Just not good.
You're a bad chip.
Oh, that makes sense.
There you go.
Yeah. Kelsey, what do you think of this chip?
I'm going to have to second Jacob. That's probably the first chip I've had in a decade.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
First Lay's chip I've had
in
a decade.
You relapsed.
Yeah. Was it worth
Thanks
it?
Thanks to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. On the show, we like to rate things a good or not good. Would you give this chip a good?
Not good.
Not good. And Jacob?
Wow. Not good.
Okay. And Kelsey?
I'm going to go with good.
Wow.
I kind of liked it, although I wouldn't buy a bag of chips. I wouldn't buy a bag and eat it myself, but...
But you'll take the rest of this bag.
I'll take that home if nobody wants it.
It was $2.50.
See, Clark likes them too.
I had a second one, and I figured we wouldn't eat all that one, so...
Gotcha. Brett Saxon, what do you think?
That was good. I wouldn't eat a whole bag. I would eat, like...
You take that bag. Just do the same joke.
Take that. Yeah.
Clark.
I'll take one more chip.
It's definitely something worth trying once, yeah. But it sucks.
I think it's so sweet and sugary. I like it. I'm going to go get it.
Nice.
Now let's go into the meat and potatoes of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into the book club.
Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about this one. This is The Stench of Honolulu, Jack Handy. Yes. Now, Brett, you picked this book.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's one of the best pieces of American literature that is out there.
Okay.
Literature.
What did I say? What did I say?
What I just said.
No, I said literature.
Liquid-ger.
I said liquid-ger.
World-ger.
The world-ger.
Now, yeah. For real though, what made you think this author, this book?
Because it's been on my list to read it.
Okay.
That's why. Yeah.
And how did sorry. You... No, you're good.
I'm sorry that everyone had to like read this.
How did you... Well, we'll get to that if it was a letdown and disappointment.
Yeah.
What was your... kind of knowledge of Jack Handy?
My knowledge of Jack Handy was the sketch comedy show called Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of sketches called Deep Thoughts.
Yep.
With Jack Handy.
Have you guys seen all those?
Or no.
After the book, I watched some.
Oh, pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I like the SNL clips.
Mm-hmm. It's probably good that you
did he do Mr.
first.
Bill?
I'm not sure if he did.
I think it was the opposite, Brett. I think I should have watched the SNL stuff before reading the book.
I think so. Interesting.
We'll get into that.
Okay. Well, before we get into that, too, let's go around the room. Talk about reading habits. How did you do with this book? Did you finish in enough time? Was it a tough read? Was it super quick? Let's go.
It was pretty intellectual. I had a tough time. I had a thesaurus.
Did it take
and I had
notes?
I had a dictionary next to me. Uh-huh. It was a lot.
Gotcha.
It was heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy.
All right, Clark, how'd you do on it?
I not only read it, I listened to the audiobook.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Okay. Why, yeah.
Yeah. Like, why?
Because we were supposed to do this about a month ago.
And also, Jack Handy narrates the
Yeah, and I thought that was funnier than reading it.
I think that'd be a big part of it.
I think that would be better than reading it.
Yep. And so, Kelsey, how about you? How'd you get along with this book?
It was good. I thought it was funny right off the bat. It was really funny right off the bat, and I was like, I'm going to read this really quick, and then I just fell out of it, and then got into it and fell out of it. Anyways, it took me longer than it should have, but yeah, I finished it a while ago.
There we go. Great.
Kelsey. I'm not going to rate it right yet, right?
No, not yet. We'll save that to the end.
So this was my first fiction book I've read since pre-COVID, and I loved it. It was like, it took me to
Don't
a new
rate
place.
It yet. Just... Did you read it?
How long?
Was it hard?
Like hey, she might
days.
Give it a not good, even though she
days.
Loved it.
It only took me a few days.
Okay.
Yep.
Really cool. Fast read. Loved it.
What did you, what were some of the things you loved about it?
I don't know.
How short it was.
The humor.
How easy of a read it was. Yeah.
I liked, I mean, I can get really into books, and I used to read a bunch of fiction books. I like just love picturing myself in the story.
Mm-hmm.
I got so angry at him.
At the main character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget his name, but...
I don't think it says.
Yeah, it might not.
Slurps.
Well, yeah. Oh. Runaway Slurps. Mr. Slurps.
It is. The main character does make you kind of frustrated because it's also like... And I think that his style of writing, Jack Handy, when I was reading it, I was like, this seems like it was written by kind of like a like just dumb. Like they were dumbing it down. But then I was thinking about it again. I was like, oh, but that's probably takes a lot more effort to make it seem like that and make this main character seem really dumb. So then I was like, oh, right. I kept going back and forth. I was like, I kind of like this writing style. Mm-hmm. Jacob.
Was pretty quick read for me, but I really liked that it had this like the wording size and spacing of like a book for a sixth grader.
Yes, I love that.
Like it's your first chapter book. Yep. Like that's that kind of spacing it had.
And it had pictures.
So I was pretty excited when I saw that.
Yeah. But
it didn't have pictures. It was like a couple of illustrations.
Yeah, that helps. That helps that page.
Mine had pop-ups, but no, it went quickly.
Cool. All right, now, Brett, let's go into the story. Kind of give us a synopsis of what happened in this book. Oh, yeah, your book. So, your duty.
Wow,
yeah.
Look at this.
What do you think Clark was going
to do? Busy work. Yeah. I can't explain it.
Just I'm too busy here doing this.
That book jacket like you did, Matt. Coward.
Just called him out.
Well, Clark couldn't even pick me up. Well,
thank you, Clark. Clark has my back. Thank you. So this is a book about...
He just made fun of you about you doing busy work too, by the way.
No, yeah. No, I was doing busy work. He caught me. No, this is a book about...
over there.
You're not missing anything.
That's okay. No one's listening.
All right, so the story...
Who are we kidding?
Give us a breakdown.
This is... Are you a fan of which famous tourist destinations are repurposed? No, this is a good story about it's almost like early Nick Cage National Treasure. No? Do you guys disagree?
How so?
It's like
explain
a Zucker movie.
Explain yourself.
This dude's on like a mission to like get the golden monkey. Uh-huh. Like,
and why is he,
it not the same?
Why does he need the golden monkey? Explain that.
Because it gives you riches.
Mm-hmm. That's what he thinks. Yeah,
that's what he thinks. And then he gets there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where it gets blurry for me.
This hurts. This hurts so much.
Yeah, yeah.
It hurts.
No. I finish. But it's been a month. It's like
that's why I handed you the book to just read the book.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there you go. Read the back.
The back.
The Death of Uncle Lou. Oh, that's the last chapter. How much of the back do you want me to read?
You just do a little bit. Just give us a little taste.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, the turtle people.
This is the worst.
So it's about a guy and his friend that have a treasure map, and they're seeking out the golden monkey in Hawaii.
There you go.
Honolulu, specifically.
Thank you, Clark. That was perfect.
God, you couldn't explain that one book that you also picked like 10 books ago.
Let's go around the room. What did you guys think about the story in general?
I'm with Better Kelsey in that, like, he made me so frustrated. He made me so frustrated because he's such an idiot.
Yeah.
And, like, every circumstance that he encounters, he just blames. It's like, oh, it's just them, you know. Or it's like, oh, it's these native Hawaiians. They just don't speak good English. That's why they're looking at me weird. It's like, no, because you're a fucking idiot, you know. And so,
yeah, that's, I think that's the comedy.
Yeah, and I didn't understand that going into this at all. I didn't know who wrote it. I didn't look anything up about
it. Oh, you didn't know who Jackie was?
I'm going into this adventure book, and he's just an idiot. He's like racist. He's like ignorant. And
misogynistic,
so
all of
the first couple chapters, I'm just hating him already. And so the rest of the book, that just kind of set the tone for the rest of the book of me hating him.
That's a really good point. Like,
so
if
that's kind of,
yeah.
It frustrated me a lot of the time because I'm like, this isn't even funny.
Right.
Well, I thought it was funny, but it still made
it depends
me
on the tone you read it, I bet.
Yeah.
I guess,
it does.
But like,
I think it was,
I was just frustrated, but
I mean,
that's
I knew
me.
It was more funny though, like supposed to be comedic.
It's
so
supposed to be, but I didn't
I thought it was
that
funny.
Yeah.
You
know,
didn't chuckle
I laughed
at all?
Loud. I LOL'd.
I chuckled when he was talking about the woman with the grass skirt and the coconut boobs or whatever. Like, and like how he never remembered her name, like, or his like long-term girlfriend he was so in love with. And then he's like, I don't really remember her name. But anyways, so.
Yeah.
So it was like.
I have a girlfriend back home, but.
What was her name again?
Right. Well, I think, when I was a kid too, and I first heard those deep thoughts, I think that I wasn't used to that humor either. So I was like, oh, this is like maybe a little too dark. I don't know if like, I don't even get it. Like, is this funny? This seems like, but then I was like, I got more of a dark sense of humor.
When was that, last year?
This was like 2 days ago.
Yeah,
this is the day, yeah. But I do think that would change the whole tone of it. Do you guys have any favorite lines? Because I kind of read it in the style, in my head, I read it in the style of deep thoughts. Yeah.
Mm.
See, I never watched Deep Thoughts. I don't know.
I recommend it to check it out. Yeah, it's some good stuff. Brett, anything, any moments that kind of jump out at you?
Yeah, they were. I don't have them pin marked like I think you do.
I like the when
have,
I
think they're the ones you have too.
They might be. One of
the,
them,
the protagonist decides he needs to kill his friend Don, and all he has is a whisk, and then he's about to kill him, and he's like, "Oh, look at that! There's where the scar is from when I shot him with a BB gun when we were kids. Oh, look, there's the burn mark on his hand from when I taught him how to smoke cigarettes." And then he flips him over to bludgeon him with the whisk. He's like, "Oh, there's the scar from when he gave me a kidney. I better not kill him in case I need his other kidney."
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's good telling of that. Some of the other ones that I loved is the trouble with going to Uncle Lou's was that he was always drugging you. I guess he thought it was funny. Yes, the food was good, but half the time he didn't even remember it. So that kind of stuff is like, okay, it's super dry, not like, not like laugh out like nonstop, but it was like, you know, it kind of hits you.
It's absurd.
Yeah, it's absurd.
That's what, that was the hardest part for me getting through the book. It's like,
I was lolling. You had to sound out the words. I was laughing out loud. Yeah, I was lolling.
You had to spell. Another one is fruit stands.
Lolling.
Fruit stands sold pieces of what they called pineapple. It tasted so strange and foreign. I wish I could describe it to you. See, because he described it.
And then it's like, next chapter.
Yeah. Another one, I won't do a ton of these, but this one I like to. I'll do a ton.
We should have made it the podcast.
That's the rest of the show. One is, we squatted down. No one made a sound, except for the accidental sound I made when I squatted. So dumb. But again, I loved it.
Yeah, because it's like a Zucker movie. David Zucker, is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like a Naked Gun movie, but set in Hawaii.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So he took after this guy.
Well, he's a comedy writer.
Who came first?
The chicken or the egg?
Yeah. Clark. Did Zucker come first?
I have no idea which one's older.
Probably Zucker.
We need our
probably because he was making movies in like the 80s.
Yeah.
I guess Naked Gun came out before. Yeah, that was Jack Andy, maybe.
And that was based on a TV show that I think was late 70s.
Yeah.
But Brett, least and most favorite part of this book.
The most favorite part was definitely either when he was being shot by. shot by arrows or shot by what was he being shot by? Like little.
Blow darts.
Mm-hmm. Clark. What? Well, am I that much of a? Okay. Or his whole interaction with the Honolulu woman, whatever her name is, I forget now. But yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Classic Kelsey. Would you want to read
vintage Kelsey?
Would you want to read another book by this author, Jack Andy?
Maybe. I probably won't seek it out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would read it. It's an easy read, and it was funny at times, but I just feel like I like to get a little more out of my books.
Yeah.
Did you buy it?
On Kindle.
Okay. I bought Hark.
So did.
And would you read another one?
Yeah.
Of him? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I suggest definitely Deep Thoughts, but that's probably...
Well, this is his only novel, though.
Yeah, his only story. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I
listened to a couple of the Deep Thoughts sketches, and the one that I found funny, it is better when he reads it because he has such a serious tone. Mm-hmm. Like you're gonna hear something really great. And then the one that I heard was it's like the words kind of show up on the screen like a Star Wars film, and it's like nobody really understands mankind, but we should break it down into its two words, mank and Ein.
That's good.
Nobody knows what either of those mean, and that's why nobody understands mankind. This has been Deep Thoughts with Jack Candy. So it's like, okay, I get it now. Like, yeah. I get the humor now. But yeah.
Well, that being said, knowing that and kind of what he's like, would you ever reread this?
Would you ever listen to the audiobook?
I would probably listen to the audiobook on like 4x speed.
Yeah.
So I can finish it in like an hour.
That's actually what people listen to this podcast on too.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Or just go right to the end.
10x.
Well,
the best parts were the interactions with Dr. Panzari.
Yeah. That was always good. Well, there you go. I guess the other one is So another question that some people have for these, I'm grabbing these questions from the Oprah Book Club.
Okay. No, this was part of the Oprah Book Club? No, this is her book of the... No.
These are Oprah's favorite book club questions, apparently. Oh. Is this book overrated or underrated? Because this got huge reviews when it came out.
Did
people
it really?
Loved it, yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
What's it rated on Goodreads?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think it's rated a 3.25.
Okay.
Why'd you ask if you knew?
She knows to the hundredth. It's like,
what is it? 3.25024.
I think I looked it up today. It's either 3.23 or 3. Point, it's something.
That's high.
Well, the score fluctuates.
Is that not high?
Out of five. Well, I mean, it's pretty high, but we're shooting for the fours here, not the three. Not like 3.5
Are
or
we?
Higher.
Yeah. Have you listened to
the podcast? The stuff we pick. Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to bring it up. But, I'm trying to bring our ratings up.
Yeah, that's
let
true.
Alone
that's true.
The books up.
God bless. You're doing God's
work. I'm doing
work
God's
here.
Work.
That's a fact. Yeah. Well, there you go. I think we've talked about this book quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah, too much.
Some people would say too much.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It was your book, Brett.
Let's go around the room. Let's find out. Did you guys, we like to rate things
that
good
was the
or
best
not
book
good.
This is the best book we've read so far. This is the best piece of American literature that we've read.
I would not go that far.
This is the BB.
Best, ooh, the BB.
Best, oh, it's the BB book. Of the BBC. Yeah,
best book.
Okay. Jacob, let me ask you. All right, so this book, all in all, good or not good?
I'm giving it a not good.
Ooh, Kelsey.
Good.
Kelsey.
Not good.
Good.
Okay.
Very good. I'm Clark. Giving it a very good.
Very that's that. That's not
very,
an option.
I'm very, very good. Very, very, very good.
Clark, what do you think?
One more very.
Very.
Okay. I'll give it a good.
I'm going to give it a good.
That was pretty funny.
I'm giving it a good
we're
as
here.
Well.
We're here.
Yep.
We're here.
So I think, how many goods was that? I stopped counting.
Four, two, three, four,
maybe
five.
It's a generation. Yeah.
No, one, Jacob two, three, and I four. Were not good.
Oh, that's right, right. Mm-hmm. So the Sapiosexuals rated it good. And the...
What?
That's the Smart Sexuals, right?
Yeah, that is.
All
yeah.
right, I'm going to take the mic away from
you. Yes,
please.
Yes, please. While you do that, Clark, let's talk about what is the next book, because you picked it.
I did pick it. You chose it, though, like out of a hat.
Well, out of a hat.
So it's by chance.
But it's your book.
Yes.
So you still have to talk to your book.
Yes, yes. So what do you got?
It's his book. Again? Somebody else wrote it.
I just got published.
What's
semantics?
The next book we're reading?
Titanium Noir by Nick Harkaway, who is John Le Carre's son.
Well, there you go. So check that out, ladies and gentlemen. That is our next book for the BBC. That's the best book, folks. So check it out. All right, let's go to, finally, let's do movies. Ladies and gentlemen, movies. Finally. This is, yeah, finally. let's talk about what you got. You whispered it right into the mic, finally. Let's talk about movies that you guys have seen that you liked, disliked, anything new that kind of pops out.
I watched a movie, Damsel, on, I think it was Netflix, and it was released. Millie Bobby Brown is like a princess, and she gets married to a prince to like set up her lands with riches because they're going through like a winter and losing, you know, firewood. They cut all the trees down. And then when she gets married off, the family like throws her into a dragon's cave and she has to like survive the dragon. It's like their sacrifice to the dragon to prevent it from attacking the village or the castle. So, and then she has to survive. It's just a survival film like that.
Cool.
So, she's like the damsel who, like lots of other girls that are thrown down there, just has to try to survive. So.
And you liked it?
It was great.
Okay.
It was good.
Oh, great.
Good or not good?
Great!
It was a good.
Cool.
Animated or not animated?
Not animated.
Not action.
And Millie Bobby Brown, that's the name, right?
I get
right.
Yep, she played Eleven on Stranger Things.
Yeah. She's great, and she kind of got a little bit of flack publicly. Did you see that for her accent? She
yeah.
was
Millie Willie Bobby Brown.
Yeah. she was speaking in a
Millie Silly
Big Bad Leroy
she
Brown.
She's family who's British and she spent some time living all over, so she's got a really mixed accent. Mm-hmm. It's not really native to any one place.
Mm-hmm. But fans were pissed about her doing an American accent, but it was like, and she came out and said like, I'm doing the accent when I'm around people.
Does she do a British accent in those Enola Holmes movies?
That, yes. I don't know.
Ooh. Okay.
Good movies too?
I've seen the first one.
Okay.
It's good.
There you go. All right, Kelsey. Seen anything lately? Or even not, if it's not that, maybe like a movie that you like that's one of your favorites, a go-to movie.
Yeah, why didn't you ask her what her favorite movie was? You ask what's her favorite color, like we're in
that's
first
a good,
grade?
Yeah, listen, these are the hard-hitting questions people want to know. It's a fact.
All right, the movie, or the most recent movie, which probably a month or two ago, was Leo.
Oh, I love
it's
Adam
so
Sandler.
Cute.
Oh, yeah, Sandler, yeah.
Yeah, it was really cute. Yeah. I watched it with my nephew. Cute.
Cool. So you'd give that a good or not good?
Good.
Good.
Kept me entertained. I didn't want to stop.
Awesome.
Sick kid. Watch the movie.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, Kelsey.
I've watched two recently that I can think of. So I saw Ghostbusters.
Ooh. I saw that too.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
The last one? Yep.
Clay, okay. Joey's son, wanted to see it. So cool. He saw it this last weekend.
The Frozen Empire.
It was good.
I loved it.
I like that they brought in, you know, the original cast.
Mm-hmm.
And then one that's a little more like deep and whatnot is All of Us Strangers.
Hmm.
Anyone?
Oh, wait. All of Us Strangers.
It's about these two younger guys in London.
Yes. He's a writer.
And he's a screenwriter. His parents passed. He's going through grief.
Yep.
Finds like consolement in this other guy.
Yeah.
That may or may not also be dead. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just a really, really sad story, but it's really good.
Well, it's the craziest thing because he gets on this train and he goes back to his childhood home. Mm-hmm. As he goes back and he checks it out, his parents are there.
Oh yeah, like passed. Time travels or
it
no.
feels like it. It feels
he doesn't
like
time
it.
Travel, oh. but like I think
spoiler alert.
Who knows? Like there's so much like interpretation. Right.
They don't explain
movie.
It.
No, it's they up don't. For interpretation. Like he goes there, but then he also goes there with like other people in the houses, like worn down. There's nobody there. He's like knocking, like parents, let me in, and they're not letting him in. But then like when he's by himself, it looks normal. He's there. They're letting him in, but they're ghosts, like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
Like really sad, but it's really good.
Yeah. Cool. So that's a good. And then two goods for Ghostbusters.
Hell yeah.
So
that was pretty good.
Yeah. Brett, what do you got for us?
I actually watched two movies.
Oh, good. Cause I didn't watch any. So you can call me. Nice.
Okay.
What do you got for us?
Roadhouse.
Okay. Oh, I just watched that too.
I watched that too.
It was good.
Yeah.
That
which
was
one?
So
which,
good.
Wait, the original?
The new one.
Oh, and I watched the original.
You did?
I watched the original, and then I watched the new one.
Those
oh,
two
I
movies,
didn't watch
so
the original.
You saw the same movie twice.
The new one was so good.
You liked it. What did you like about it?
Jake Gyllenhaal, probably.
Yeah, he got ripped.
Yeah,
he did. Holy cow. Like yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm not big on Conor McGregor because he's kind of a D-bag, but like... It was cool that he was incorporated into it as like a wrestler.
That's where
as
I
well.
Thought the movie got bad.
McGregor?
I didn't like him as when an actor, and I don't really like him as a person. But
he
like to bring like UFC like into yeah. actual like
yeah.
you know fighting
right.
like that was kind of cool.
That's
but
cool,
he
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't like him.
Yeah,
but it was a good movie.
I laughed every time he was acting. It was like you can tell
he sucks.
Yeah, yeah, it was real
yeah.
bad.
Yeah,
is and this that, on Netflix?
It's on Prime.
Prime,
yeah.
And of course, he gets naked.
Watch
right
it.
At the beginning.
It's a fighting. Jake
oh, yeah.
Gyllenhaal
yeah,
gets super ripped.
Conor. McGregor.
Yeah.
Like,
you only see his ass though.
And he looks.
That's
good.
The only reason to watch it.
What's
so
that?
Joey told me we okay. watched it together. He's like, "You only like this because of Jake." And I was like, "I didn't know, but now yeah. I am into it."
Yeah.
Now, Brett, did
he's
you?
He's the one that wanted to watch it.
Right. Yeah. Brett, did you like it?
I liked it until Conor McGregor got
okay.
it. Mm-hmm. And then, but then there were some like corny. Yeah, I didn't like the ending. No. Yeah. I liked the
yeah.
first half. I didn't like the ending. I wish it was more. And I think it's because I watched
both
them
of
back
them?
To back.
Yeah.
I watched the classic on Friday and then the new one.
Had
on
you seen
Saturday.
The classic before?
No. First time on Friday.
And what did you think of that one?
Yeah. Kurt Russell was great. Loved him.
You saw a different movie.
Come on.
Like, yeah.
Bruce Willis died.
We talked about this a bit, Matt. And you said the original is actually a good movie.
Yeah. I think
okay.
so. Yeah.
I thought it looked so cheesy.
You haven't seen the original?
No, I've never
oh,
seen the original.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm not like a real big Patrick Swayze guy. So.
No, it is cheesy, but I think it's fun cheesy.
Yes, I know someone who would disagree with that because I was talking with them. They're maybe about 10 years older than us. My cousin would maybe disagree.
Okay.
You could have just said your cousin.
Why did you have to say
yeah, we
like
have to, like
that.
Solve a mystery?
Okay, I asked my suspense. I asked my 8-year-old nephew yeah. and he says these movies suck. Does Jake Gyllenhaal rip Conor McGregor's
no,
throat out?
They don't do a throat
I'm not
rip.
Fucking watching it then.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
He yeah. beats Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Wait, well, I guess his story is he's like a UFC. Jake Gyllenhaal is a UFC fighter.
Right.
Right.
Watch it.
Yeah. Why? I'm not going to.
Retired one.
I thought it was rough, and I'm going to give
it's
it.
It's
like
2 hours long. Yeah. I saw it was Doug Liman directed right. it.
Yeah.
Why is he making this crap?
Well, and that director said that he got kind of duped into doing it, and he said that the studio lied to him about if it was going to be released in Prime. He thought it was going into theaters. Mm. He's like, what? And then he told me that. So I don't know. But
why? Because he had points on the back end and you get nothing now?
Probably, yeah. But I think all in all, I was super underwhelmed, disappointed. I'm going to go not good.
Wow.
Yeah.
With the new one?
With the new one.
Yeah. Even with Conor McGregor's ass in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Not good.
It was not in it. Yeah.
But I'll tell you.
That's his third.
It wasn't in it. No. 2 hours? But listen, watch Saltburn if you want to see a penis.
You labored over watching it, waiting for it.
Well, listen. It's true. That wasn't not good, but I'll tell you what else is not good, and that's this podcast. Thank you for checking out another episode. Everybody, reach out notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. That's notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. Thank you, Nalo. Thank you, Unis, for great music this week. Thank you, Clark.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jacob.
Yep.
Thank you, Classic Kelsey.
Thanks. Also, don't forget about Bad Bunny. I almost said DaBaby.
Oh, for the music?
Yep. You got to thank them.
Totally. Thank Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should thank Bad us.
Bunny. No. Don't thank him for not playing.
And Bad Bunny was at WrestleMania a couple years ago, and he was awesome as a wrestler.
Okay, well, that's good. I think I have heard those good reviews. Also, good reviews, good review on this show. Thank you, Kelsey, brand new member to the podcast and to the book club. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
She's never coming back.
Yeah, she's scared. Yeah, sorry. We're all nerds.
I'm already almost done with the next book.
No oh, way. Nice.
Whoa.
Are you really? Oh, my God.
We didn't even really get into that, but
yeah.
I'm too.
I think we diverted because Clark was so against telling us about it. But
I said that all I said was the title and the author. Matt didn't want to elaborate on it.
Zaddy's high school nickname.
Well, listen, that's a good tease for the next book. And then Clark and Brett, you guys have notoriously a company called Blark.
Yeah.
And every week you have a new product that you come out with. What do you have for us this week?
Yeah, Brett's been cooking something, right, Brett?
Yeah, it's been cooking. We have something called Baby Eagles. They look bigger when they're closer. Now, this is regards to like some texts, threads, and Instagram. So follow us on Instagram.
Nice.
Blark.
That's good.
There you go.
All right. LTD.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for checking out the show. We'll see you in a week. I love you.